Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested for DUI, drug possession after reckless driving incident. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 24-year-old man was arrested early Thursday morning after police witnessed a reckless driving incident in the Tower West parking lot. Officers saw two pickup trucks, a 2018 GMC and a 2021 Silverado, backing toward each other at high speed, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. After stopping both vehicles, officers found Dakota James of Casper, the GMC driver, visibly intoxicated. He admitted to drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana, and his truck smelled of raw marijuana. James refused sobriety tests and was arrested for felony DUI. A search of his vehicle uncovered suspected cocaine, marijuana, THC wax, synthetic urine, and large tanks of flavored nitrous oxide. The other driver, a 26-year-old man, fled into a hotel but was later found and ticketed for driving under suspension. The investigation remains ongoing. Wyoming lawmakers scramble after Senate kills supplemental budget. Wyoming lawmakers are scrambling to relocate funds after the Senate's historic decision to scrap a supplemental budget. Governor Mark Gordon expressed his disapproval, calling it a failure to address emergencies and unexpected expenses, including wildfire recovery, property tax relief, and education funding. Cowboy State Daily reported House Speaker Chip Nyman of Hewlett acknowledged the challenge, saying lawmakers must now find ways to fund critical needs through other bills. Representative John Bear of Gillette warned of a rush to insert budget provisions into unrelated legislation, a practice already in motion. Representative Abby Angelos of Gillette successfully added a $3.8 million amendment for home and community-based health services. Senators and representatives from both parties are working against Friday's deadline to push amendments through. Some lawmakers suggest a special session may be needed if wildfire funding isn't secured. The fate of Wyoming's key services now hinge on last-minute legislative maneuvering. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.